Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with the microphone in your hand.
Yep. Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast, coming to you in the month where we are about to complete 5 years, Vishal.
Yeah.
Very soon.
We're that old.
This is a very nasally voice, Tariq, joining you along with Vishal.
Hey, guys.
Vishal, we're back on the scene after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The last time we were around, we were talking about Liverpool's stunning victory over Manchester City.
Yep.
So since then, things have taken a twist or two.
Oh, and how? Suddenly people called off a crisis in Liverpool and whatnot.
So for anybody living under a rock, Liverpool went on and lost to Swansea, who were the 20th place team then. The fixture computer could not have mathematically picked two teams more apart on the table in two consecutive weeks.
Correct.
And Liverpool, of course, managed to turn a classic corner in terms of losing to Swansea. But then did pick up the 3 points that they needed to against Huddersfield. And then,
boom,
yesterday night produced a dramatic encounter for the ages. Basically the Liverpool-Arsenal game,
yep.
But it's slightly better quality.
Oh man, yeah, well put.
So, once again, the result we're talking about is, of course, Liverpool 2, Tottenham Hotspur 2. Fair result at the end of the day, because a point split would sound pretty okay on the merit of how this game
Correct.
Is played.
Correct, just for the way the game played out, definitely a fair result.
And was a thriller of a game, included everything, dodgy penalty calls, penalty misses, included a stunner of a goal, an early goal, a late goal, a late goal.
Late goal. And Klopp running 60 yards and then looking baffled, it had it all.
So within that time frame of Klopp running 60 yards, the game had turned the other way.
Correct.
So just to recap everything, Vishal, the absolute madness of it. Mohamed Salah put Liverpool ahead early in the game. KG affair from then, Liverpool tried to sort of defend their turf.
Yep.
Not their forte, as you've seen throughout the season. Unsurprisingly, Tottenham equalised, but through an absolute belter of a strike from Victor Wanyama.
Yep.
That was on the 80th minute. Everybody thought this was going 1-1.
Yep.
Then Liverpool pulled a classic Liverpool. And
soon what will be called as classic Mo Salah.
Of course, before that, you have to remember that there was a contentious penalty call as Harry Kane was brought down.
Yep.
And to put the karmic balance into the universe, Kane ended up missing it. Carries with some fine saves plus this penalty save.
Yep.
Then, as things would have it, in the second minute of injury time, Mohamed Salah, Egyptian Messi, or Lionel Messi, Argentinian Mohamed Salah, you decide.
Yeah.
An absolute dreamweaver's goal, taking almost half the Spurs defense and literally running circles around them.
Exactly what he did, and not against a defense that you'd expect him to do something like this, because these guys are no schmucks in defense, so. I was one for the ages for sure.
Cracker of a finish. Deserved probably to be winner on just the narrative strength alone, but then this Liverpool team does not play on the narrative strength alone.
What narrative?
The ball was hoisted up at the other end, and Virgil van Dijk probably could have entirely let the contact go, but decided to try and go into a tackle with Drew, but
boom.
It did not come quickly enough. And whatever said and done about VR and reviews and things like that, the facts are facts. It was given as a penalty. Guess who steps up again to take it? Sir Harry O'Kane. His 100th away goal goes right in.
Yep.
Game finishes 2-2. Vishal, it does little to the top of the table because it's still sort of...
It pretty much, this actually played out well for United, who both the teams are putting pressure on because United had lost to Spurs. And both the teams had caught up on United, and now United beating Huddersfield this week and both the teams dropping 2 points worked well now because they got back the 5 point advantage over both these teams. So from the top of table point of view, not great, but from a fourth place point of view, I think this keeps Liverpool in advantage because the last thing they wanted to do was lose their advantage to the Spurs and Arsenal especially, because this is a good crucial 1 point for them at the end of this season.
And from a Liverpool point of view, they'll be looking at Arsenal versus Spurs next week and thinking that if that game ends in a draw, it's almost perfect because it's 2 points dropped for both those teams.
Now that Liverpool are done with Man City, now you're counting they have Arsenal and United left, of course Chelsea as well, but you tend to depend.
Arsenal fixtures are done, Vishal.
Oh, sorry.
It's essentially Chelsea and United.
Yeah, Chelsea and United, and you generally count on Liverpool turning up for the big games. So it unless they have a really off night. So I think Liverpool are finally going to have a good string of fixtures coming up, where they can pretty much seal the top four position, because Spurs, unlike the last two seasons, have been extremely inconsistent, have been dropping points quite regularly, and against teams that you don't expect them to drop points anymore. So I think Liverpool, with this result, have put themselves in a good position, and Spurs and Arsenal, in fact, need to do all their running and catching.
And so, the bad news for Spurs is that Arsenal just got some reinforcements in January.
Reinforcements, ask Everton. that offense looks really scary now, because
Everton, of course, are torn open 5-1.
And you got some real, real geniuses playing in that team now, with people who are seeing passes 2-3 steps ahead of anybody else on the field, with Mkhitaryan, Ozil, and Aubameyang giving them those runs and those passes. Because Aubameyang, even if he doesn't score, what he does is he tends to pull defenders with him, which gives more space to the other players to run in and cause damage as well. So I think it's going to be very interesting for Arsenal. Provided they fix their defense, they might just pull this off to challenge the fourth place. And UEFA Cup is theirs to lose now.
UEFA might be very happy that they might be about to raise the profile of the Europa League.
Oh, definitely. The Europa League
or
is Arsenal's
even the
to lose.
2018-19 season.
Yep. So, if Wenger does the Mourinho way, where he decides to focus only on the Europa League and go win it, that could be one as well. So, we'll have to wait and watch how Arsenal treat this.
All right, and once we are out of the table, through down to Arsenal, maybe a Burnley and Leicester after that, we are into the relegation zone. And this is scarcely believable, but the moment you pass 10th place on the table, Vishal, basically the bottom of the table, the entire table, mathematically speaking, is in the relegation zone.
All of them are definitely in the relegation zone, because 3 points separate 19th and
11th.
That's 3 points, because that means if Watford, who are 11th, lose to Chelsea tonight, which is going to be a tough game anyway, they're still in trouble. And if next week Stoke, who seem to be in a lot of form, suddenly can easily catch up, go up to 11th. So this is
Swansea have at least on goal difference pulled themselves out of the bottom three.
I do not know what to say about this bottom line, because just the way all of them have been inconsistent, I think all of them should be relegated, because they have been that poor. Not one of them have been able to string a series of results together. And some of these teams, for example, Watford was sitting at fourth at one point in time in the league this season.
But you probably got to make some concession for a Brighton or a Huddersfield. They started okay, but this
Brighton and Huddersfield is sad, because this is the league catching up with them, because when they're playing in the Championship, they were used to being the aggressors. They were the ones who were used to being chased by on the field. I'm talking about where the energy they put in is far less as compared to what they're putting in now, and they've not had the squad or the depth to really challenge and stay fit for this entire season. And you can start seeing it in their tired performances that is really happening in the games with these guys. So in the long run, my prediction is actually all three of them go. I think Rafa Benitez might have a say still, but I really fear for Brighton and Huddersfield in the long run, because I just don't see them having the resources to pull this off right now.
All right, so the two new teams look in danger, but it's really the remaining slots. I mean, everybody else will be fancying the chances, but this is where also the plot thickens, because this is Brighton and Huddersfield chance as well.
Correct.
Because those are the fixtures they have remaining.
Yep.
So anything involving any of the bottom 10 clubs are basically six pointers all the way through to the end of the season.
Absolutely, as in none of these clubs have an option left anymore, because anytime they play each other, if they have not win, they're possibly nailing that coffin in a little more. So
it's sort of become like a mini championship down there.
Absolutely,
in the sense that you have 10 teams,
yep,
and the top 7 make it to the Premier League.
Absolutely.
Don't.
And I think you've got to hand it to Bournemouth, who at one point was 19th in the table, and then have, typical Bournemouth fashion, have strung the results together, have beaten a Chelsea, have beaten an Arsenal, and these are not points.
And not beaten a Chelsea by a narrow margin.
3-0 at Stamford Bridge.
3-0
at Stamford Bridge. So kudos to them. Again, they came back this weekend in a possibly a 6-pointer and came back and came by 1-0 down to Stoke. And guess what? They came back and won that game. So
and we had just discussed Stoke as one of the teams who are in that scrap.
So
three,
this has been one of those crazy seasons, especially in the bottom up, while City seem to be coasting away by on top, and there's everybody else. The bottom of the table looks far more exciting than the top of the league title and the league clash right now. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Let's see.
And speaking of things playing out, Vishal, next week it will be the Champions League knockout rounds getting underway. We get no respite because we've just recovered from a couple of weekends in terms of sports, with Roger Federer winning his 20th Grand Slam in a heartstopper of a pipe setter again. We've had the games featuring Liverpool, for example, yesterday, which is giving us no respite. We had the other football, the Super Bowl, Philadelphia picking up their first ever Super Bowl.
I had to pull this man off a post, off a lamp post.
Again, of a hard stopper of a Super Bowl, beating the Patriots. So all of that just leads us simply to the do or die end of the Champions League. Of course, we already have an episode up where we have broken down each of the games for you in terms of the matchup. And we'll be reposting that, so do keep an eye out for that. And we'll go back to our European correspondent soon, because things in the Serie A seem to be pretty tight at the top.
Yep.
Or at least it's Napoli and Juventus,
yep,
who are pretty much neck and neck.
Correct.
Yesterday, Juventus...
absolutely bad
big,
solo.
Big victory for them, but that's what you expect them to do. So we'll see how that storyline develops, and the rest of Europe in the next week. We'll bring you, of course, the breakdown of the first set of games after the midweek games in the coming week, provided we have not been deprived of too much sleep.
We mostly will still come back and give you this episode.
So that's all the time we have for this week. You can find us on Pocket Cast, iTunes, or any other podcatcher that you use. Search for us under Soccer Sense, or visit our Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/soccer-sense. You can subscribe to us there as well, and you can reach us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. That's all for this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Pray for United, guys. Pray for United.
So we'll need them. There's some big games coming up. See you guys next week.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.